have a feeling a lot of people would like to speak with you this morning. You know, I might go out for coffee, a couple donuts.
Okay.
Hi, Jared A.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Calling because I heard Scott talking about that John Denver song.
Unbelievable.
Actually, no, it's not. My parents refused to let me hear that
same?
Song.
Why?
Because they thought the same thing.
Well, then you have ignorant parents, too.
Well, I'm just saying, they didn't know any better, and I never knew any better until now, the way you're explaining it. I see where you're coming from now. Now I understand. But I never took the time to check it out, and I always thought that's the way it was saying it.
How old are you?
27.
So you thought Mountain Mama meant incest.
That's how my parents had explained it to me as I got older.
See, I wasn't the only person that felt that way.
Read the lyrics.
Well, we didn't have the lyrics in front of us then.
They didn't have the lyrics. That's why. So you catch what you can off the radio, and you know it's not always right.
They had sheet music back then.
But when you're listening to a song, you don't run out and buy the sheet music to every song you hear.
So you're as crazy as Scott Winters is what you're telling everybody.
Yeah, basically.
Thanks for agreeing with me, sir.
No problem.
I need your support this
Thanks
morning.
Thanks for calling. GRD, hello.
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 Hey, I kind of like John Denver, but Scott got me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I got looking through my CDs here. And I found one called Grandma's Feather Bed.
See?
By John Denver?
By John Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard it?
So what does that mean?
I don't know. It just got me thinking.
He was a sicko, wasn't he?
He could be.
Thank you for calling, sir. Hi, GRD.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey, Winters, I think you're a little sick, man.
So do I.
But you know, that it makes the song a little better that way.
It does, doesn't it? I say, when I first heard the song, I was like 8 years old.
It was 1971.
Yeah, it's not quite as boring that way.
There you go. There's a lot going on in that song that you didn't realize, sir.
And, you know, Scott, back then, he was, you know, his John Denver was very squeaky clean, his image. Why would he want to do that to his career? I know. Can you believe Winters this morning?
Oh, that's great.
Though. I'm thinking of just going home for the rest of the day.
Hey, thanks for laughing. Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Hi, GRD.
Yeah. I just got back from West Virginia, and I'd have to agree with Scott.
See? Now, great. Now we're going to make all the people from West Virginia really tick that.
No, I don't think they can hear us.
Our signal doesn't get that far. Thanks for calling. Hi, GRD.
Hey, I'd have to agree with Scott.
What a bunch of sick listeners.
No. Virginia, just think about where you're talking about. It's practically Arkansas, man.
He was talking about the mountains of West Virginia.
We don't know that for sure.
Oh, I definitely think it's like mountain art. Definitely.
Yep.
How about your John Denver spirit this morning just screaming at you right now? Saying, Winter, shut up!
He was probably screaming on the way down going, oh my God, I never cleared myself.
Yeah. At least he didn't have to worry about those drunk driving tickets anymore.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. We
gotta go. Thanks for your support.
Oh, man. Everybody needs to seek treatment.